Well, as I'm sure you heard, Ron DeSantis dropped out of the presidential race last night and did the right thing, immediately endorsing Donald Trump. But you don't tune in here to listen to me regurgitate the obvious. You subscribe here to listen to my expert analysis and to get the proper historical and contextual framing of the news and media ecosystem and have a little fun. So let's get into it. And Ron has never been happier because he no longer has to live by the lie that he has a chance to actually become the Republican nominee this time around. When I scrolled past this video yesterday afternoon on Twitter, the video's there autoplay on mute when you scroll past them on your feed, I thought that somebody had actually reposted his old video announcing that he was running for president, but this is his video that he is quitting running for president.
If there was anything I could do to produce a favorable outcome, more campaign stops, more interviews, I would do it. But I can't ask our supporters to volunteer their time and donate their resources if we don't have a clear path to victory. Accordingly, I am today suspending my campaign. It's clear to me that a majority of Republican primary voters want to give Donald Trump another chance. They watch his presidency get stymied by relentless resistance, and they see Democrats using lawfare this day to attack him. Well, I've had disagreements with Donald Trump. Trump is superior to the current incumbent, Joe Biden. That is clear. I signed a pledge to support the Republican nominee, and I will honor that pledge. He has my endorsement because we can't go back to the old Republican guard of yesteryear, a repackaged form of warmed-over corporatism that Nikki Haley represents. The days of putting Americans last, of kowtowing to large corporations, of caving to woke ideology are over.
Notice the contrast between the new Ron and the old Ron. New Ron with the burden lifted off of his shoulders, no longer having to lie to himself or the American people that his campaign has a chance after having been duped by the Republican establishment that he could somehow beat Donald Trump in a primary to become the party nominee. And the old Ron, who was recently defending his embarrassing loss at the Iowa caucus on Fox News after losing all 99 counties in the state to Donald Trump.
I can tell you this, though. If you look at Iowa, we did it right. I mean, we got the endorsement of the governor. We won the debates, the Miami debate, the Newsom debate, the News Nation debate.
Okay, I'm not going to pile on to Ron DeSantis in this video. He did the right thing, and we will forgive him. He had some devils whispering sweet nothings into his ear from the Republican establishment, and he made a terrible, terrible decision, but it is time to move on. Donald Trump was just asked this question on the campaign trail, and here's his answer.
He just said, will I be using the name Ron DeSanctimonious? I said, that name is officially retired.
But that doesn't mean we can't have one more laugh at some guy who is actually a liberal troll, but this is quite funny, handing Ron a participation trophy.
Nothing's gonna stop us.
Real quick, before we get started, thank you, everyone. Governor DeSantis, I want to present to you this participation trophy. Now, probably not gonna win the election, right? But we're proud of you for trying.
Here's MSNBC breaking the news, and you can see how surprised they were because they figured by now this would either be a tight race or that Donald Trump would have had to drop out in disgrace after all of those indictments, thinking that he would have lost the support of the majority of the Republican voters. Wrong again.
I'm just getting word from my producer. He endorsed he just endorsed former President Trump. I'm breaking this news to you right on the air, Alex. This is
awesome.
a surprise. If you have heard DeSantis talk about the former president, he has said over and over again that former President Trump expects you to kiss the ring. When he was going after Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, when she endorsed him, every time he has gone after DeSantis for being disloyal, he has said he refuses to kiss the ring the way that others do. And there you have it. He is now falling in line with the man who is now the leader of the Republican Party.
Yes, he did, which prompted the meme maker, the Right to Bear Memes, also known as Grand Old Memes on Twitter, to come up with this brilliant illustration. Meme maker Mostly Peaceful Memes posted this, showing Homer Simpson wearing a gator on his shirt, which is the emoji or the symbol that all the Ron DeSantis wannabe social media influencers had in their bios, because the gator's a symbol of Florida. Homer embarrassingly ducking and hiding into the hedge and then re-emerging with a Make America Great Again hat as if nothing happened. It's going to be very interesting to see how the diehard Ron DeSantis wannabe social media personalities are going to take this, because they were some of the most vicious, vile, underhanded activists that I have ever seen. And it's also going to be interesting how some of them, like Bill Mitchell, handled this embarrassing loss, who posted back in June of last year a major announcement saying that he's going all in unless DeSantis wins the GOP nomination. He says he will quit social media and politics forever. Well, let's check in on how he's doing today, shall we? Oh, his Twitter X account is still there. I thought you were supposed to delete it by now. And he's still tweeting about the Chiefs-Bills game and gas. Oh, here we go. It's not over yet, he says. Trump still has to navigate four indictments. And DeSantis' campaign only suspended. To me, anything can happen. Right up to November 5th. Dave Rubin, who is Conservative Inc.'s token gay guy, so far is managing his meltdown and only posted this, saying, in this case, America's loss is Florida's gain. Ann Coulter, who is now a 62-year-old crazy cat lady, posted, all that matters now is saving the House and the Senate, which Trump will try to lose for us again, she says, in response to somebody else who endorsed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Unsurprisingly, Brian Stelter had perhaps the dumbest take of all. Once a prestigious CNN host, now just some guy on Twitter who calls himself a media analyst, he posted that it was unknowable if Ron DeSantis would have had a better shot if Tucker Carlson had remained on Fox. DeSantis thought he'd won the Tucker primary and wanted to formally launch his campaign on Tucker's 8 p.m. show, but then it was canceled. DeSantis tried Twitter Spaces instead. Disaster. Imagine calling yourself a professional media analyst and thinking that Ron DeSantis would have actually had a remote chance against Donald Trump if he just would have announced his candidacy on Tucker Carlson's show on Fox News. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley is delusional, or perhaps worse, knowingly trying to sabotage Donald Trump's campaign now that she knows that he is going to be the nominee for the Republican Party. She was asked by CNN, what are you going to do now?
Ron DeSantis is saying that he is sticking by his pledge, which is why, and he believes that Donald Trump will be the nominee. You made a pledge a long time ago, before the Republican National Committee debates even started, to support the nominee. Do you still feel that way? Are you still going to support? I mean, it's you and Donald Trump. So if it's not you, I know you hope it will be, and you're working so that it is. But if it's not, if it's Donald Trump, will you support him as the nominee still?
It's going to be me. And I know y'all want to talk about it like it's still him. 70% of Americans don't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch. But even look at that. 56,000 people voted in Iowa.
Yes, and only 20% of them voted for you. And probably half of those were actually Democrats who re-registered as Republicans so that they could vote in the caucus. So now Nikki's strategy is to be the Republican DEI candidate, the diversity, equity, and inclusion choice.
If you want to know what it was like growing up, I was disqualified from a beauty pageant because I wasn't white or black, because they didn't know where to put me. So look, I know the hardships, the pain that come with racism.
In case you didn't know, Nikki Haley is Indian, or part Indian, although she could easily pass for Italian and definitely doesn't look like a person of color. And when she was a teenager, it wasn't the 1950s, so beauty pageants weren't segregated. This would have been in the late 1980s or the early 1990s. So I'm sorry, ma'am, but if you were disqualified from a beauty pageant, it was because you're not beautiful, not because you are supposedly a person of color. I haven't been able to verify this, but this is an alleged photo of neocon Nikki Haley from when she was in high school. And it certainly does look a lot like her. And obviously, there isn't a beauty pageant on planet Earth that would consider this person to be a contestant. And here's Donald Trump over the weekend clarifying his plans if he wins the election in November.
As soon as I lift my hand from the Bible as your 47th president, I will seal the border, shut down the invasion of millions and millions of people coming into our country. What they've done to this country in so many ways, we're no longer respected. We have a man that can't put two sentences together, and he's negotiating with President Xi of China, with Putin. He's negotiating. Our country has never been in this danger. I'll tell you right now.
That's correct. And I detail it all in my new book, The War on Conservatives. Order it in paperback from Amazon.com if you haven't read it yet, or download the ebook from any of the major ebook stores. If you like watching my videos, you're really going to love reading the book because there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that I can't get into here on YouTube without getting myself into trouble. And it's a lot more serious, a lot more in-depth than any of my videos. So if you like watching the videos, you're really going to love reading the book. So head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.